Warriors Pelicans game one of the Western Conference semifinals featuring a franchise playoffs record for points in a half, with the Warriors delivering 76 first half points. In the end, Kevin Durant with 26 points and 13 boards on the night. Klay Thompson, a game-high 27 points to the mix. And a triple-double for Draymond Green with 16 points, 11 assists, and 15 rebounds as the Warriors take game one, 123-101 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Steve, can you comment on Kevon's defensive effort and his contribution beyond what the stat sheet has shown?
I thought Kevon was fantastic. You know, you're right, the stat sheet may not show it unless you look at that plus minus. That's a good number, plus 34. Loon's had a great year. He's a smart player, and he did a good job on Davis, and he was a key for us tonight. But I thought the defense in general was great, and that was the most important aspect of the game. The defense allowed us to get going in the second quarter and get out in transition and break things open.
Steve, what went into the starting lineup combination today, and how do you kind of see that unfold throughout the game?
Well, it's a small game with New Orleans. They spread you out, and so we knew we were going to have to play, you know, without Steph and Patty. We were going to have to find some minutes, you know, from Nick and from Quinn, and we liked the idea of starting Nick and putting him out there, and he's a good matchup defensively with what we're facing, and spreads the floor. I thought he did a really nice job.
Steve, do you allow yourself to enjoy watching a second quarter like that? And also, how much did Draymond's hustle plays and just his effort on both ends sort of get that going?
Yeah, of course. How could I not enjoy that? You know, that's an amazing run in that 12 minutes. Combination of offense and defense. I think we had one turnover in the whole quarter and 10 assists, and the ball was moving, but it all started with our defense. And Draymond is always in the center of our defensive effort. I thought he and KD both really keyed that sequence or the whole quarter with their defense and rebounding and getting out and running.
Steve, did you see the bench's reaction after Klay hit back-to-back three-pointers and everybody just went wild? And what does that say both about the energy that Klay sparks from the team and both about how involved everybody was tonight from top to bottom?
Yeah, I mean, it was probably the loudest I've heard Oracle all year. You know, it's a kind of a weird regular season, but the playoffs are here, and our guys feel that, our fans feel that. And that second quarter reflected, you know, what's at stake and what we're trying to accomplish. So crowd was into it. Our bench was great. That's what makes it fun when you see that.
Steve, coming off the Spurs series where they kind of made you work a lot, offense was a struggle sometimes. Did you see with the increased pace kind of freedom with your team, especially in that first half?
Yeah, it's a different series, obviously. It's a more open game. It's a faster game. It makes for a brand new challenge. And so we were prepared for what we had to do, and our guys were really locked in, and that was the most important thing. And I think our guys like playing this style. You know, they want to play fast. Playing fast is great as long as you defend, and that's the whole key, is if you can combine the two. And I thought that's one of the reasons we had a few lulls during the game offensively. We were tired from how hard we were defending. And I think they were too. I think it was such a furious pace to the game that there were some spells in the game where the things slowed down a little bit. But all in all, great effort, and our guys enjoyed themselves out there.
Steve, over here, a lot of different kinds of matchups. Specifically, I'm looking at you had Durant guarding Holiday early on, and then you had Draymond on Rondo for a lot. Just what were you thinking in each of those particular matchups?
Holiday's been really, really good in that last series and late in the year, and so he was a priority for us for sure. And so I thought Kevin's size factored in, and Kevin did a great job on him. Draymond's going to guard everybody. He started on Davis, but you know, when Looney came in to guard Davis, Draymond slid over to Rondo. You know how Draymond is. He wants to be in the fray. He wants to be in the middle of the floor, so, and middle of the action, I should say. So we're going to put him on people who are going to be in the middle of the action and probably not on guys who are spotting up and shooting, so that he can make an impact.
You're kind of famous for using the collective brain power of your staff. The Nick Young idea, was that yours? Was that one of the other guys maybe that came up with that?
It's all mine. Like, yeah. My staff, they don't really do anything. I just sort of, you know, once in a while just, like, ask them to give me, like, a, you know, a Coke or maybe a snack or something, but I make every decision. we make every decision collectively. You know, the way that the playoffs work, you know, you get together as a staff as soon as you find out your opponent, and you just hammer out every idea. So I don't even remember whose idea it was. It was just this is what it looked like. This is what we needed to do to try to get off to a good start. And we knew it was a small game against these guys, and so we decided to start small.
Coach, back here. You know, throughout the season, the defense was up and down, and it seems like it's been the story. Defense has been the story of the playoffs for you guys. Is it a matter of, you know, kind of for now having something to play for? Or is there more to it with the intensity on that?
No, end? That's it. That's it. Our defense stunk the last month of the year. It was pretty good most of the year, and it's been good for years. But I think for the last part of the regular season, there wasn't much to play for, and our guys. Their effort reflected that. But there's a lot to play for right now, and our guys are bringing it, and the defense has been fantastic through our first six games.
Hey, Steve, down to your right. It seemed like early on the Pelicans were really trying hard to switch Davis off of Draymond, and he hurt you guys in the first quarter. Did you do anything differently strategically after that, and how satisfied are you with the way your defense responded to him specifically?
You mean the way we guarded him?
Yeah.
No, we didn't do anything different. I mean, Davis is one of those guys, no matter what happens, he's going to end up with, you know, 25, 30 points. You know, I guess, what did he end up with tonight? 21, and he didn't play in the fourth quarter. So, you know, he's going to get his 25 or 30. So you try to take away certain things, challenge every shot, and live with, you know, what he can do as long as you're not giving him the easy stuff.
Pelicans obviously provide different challenges than the Spurs did, but you've kind of mentioned the up-and-down pace. Did you feel like you could feel your guys maybe unshackled a bit by the style of play and because your offense, you know, exploded more than they did at all in the first round?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot more possessions in this series per game than in the Spurs series. And our guys love playing this style. So I think once we settled in and we established our defense, I think our guys were excited. They like this this pace, and you know, but it's going to get a lot harder. We know that. This was game one, and we played well, but we got to back it up now.
Steve, over here. After Miller hit a three in the early second quarter to tie the game, you called a timeout, and they came out of the timeout, and your guys were a different team. I mean, I think they went on a 30-9 run or something like that. If not the content, what was the message during that timeout that you wanted to give the guys? Because they obviously turned it on after that.
It really, there wasn't anything too elaborate that was said. It was just stay with it, you know, stay with the game plan, and keep focusing on what we're trying to accomplish. And over 48 minutes, we're gonna be fine. And that's generally the message all the time. You know, every series, every team we play against, such a long game. The NBA is a long game, and you know, we've got a lot of talent. So if we can keep defending and take care of the ball, that talent's gonna take over at some point.
Last one. Yeah, Coach Kerr, that first quarter it looked like you guys were, you know, trading baskets there. And then in the second quarter, you know, you kicked it in and Pelicans only made 6 of 23 shots. When did it get to that point going into the second quarter where they had to understand that the defense has to kick in now?
Well, we're playing a great offensive team. Fastest team in the league over the last couple months. They lit it up in their first round series, so we're not going to be able to stop them the whole game. So it wasn't a shock that they got off to a good start. It's just a matter of staying with it and continuing to play. And as long as we, you know, stuck to our our principles and our game plan, we knew we were going to be in good shape.
All right, game two is right back here on Tuesday, and all throughout the playoffs, we have several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound. Plus, podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.